everybody, it's Christy, and welcome to another episode of Unfiltered. I haven't done one of these for a while because I get in my own way a whole lot. A lot of you that do listen and are in my local circles will come to me sometimes and like, oh, you're so confident. I'm like, you know, I know it may look that way, but there are times that I'm not, and I second guess myself and then I don't put something out there. But today I wanted to talk briefly, because I try to keep these as brief as I can possibly keep them, about the whole concept of self-development, where there's also, I just listened to a clip I found on YouTube of a few guys talking. I don't even know who they are, but the conversation was about self-development does not help get your shit together. And it caught my eye simply because I'm doing a whole full day business workshop tomorrow from the recording of this episode called Get Your Shit Together. And the guys were talking about how self-development is produced into the world by elite people. So your top level CEOs or your the coaches who coach, you know, Olympic athletes or stellar athletes, these elite athletes, high performing athletes, into that next 0.5% of improvement, which produces the blah, 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 blahs. And that's all. And they're true. They have made some great points, because I was like, wait, self-development works. I live in self-development. This is what I do. It totally works. And before, so instead of getting super worked up and on a soapbox about it and shutting them down, I listened to the whole thing and they made some great points, because the average person who just wants to be a little bit better and follow through with what they say they're going to do doesn't need the elite level stuff. They need something right now that fills the gap so they can feel like they're getting their shit together to even improve, like this obvious level of improvement. And this is and they mentioned that it's a gap in that marketplace. I'm like, you know what? That's the gap I fill, because I will take these elite concepts and break them down into something that I have to be able to use it. This is why I tell people, I'm like, dude, if I can do it, so can you, because I'm the worst at this. I'm horrible about some things. Like, I make a horrible patient when I'm sick. That was last week. I don't have the discipline everybody thinks that. I think I'm the laziest person on earth. So when I do these kinds of things, I'm like, if I have found something that works for me, and if I know I will stick to it, then I know everybody else can do these simple things too. It's not a magic pill at all, but there's things about self-development when packaged well for an average person to actually put it into use, it is life-changing, absolutely life-changing, and for the better. If you ever have thought about wanting your life to be something better and more than it is right now, there are things to do. But how I work with people is I start with where you are and work from there. I don't give you all you have to do are these magic 7 things, or take this one supplement and it fixes everything. I am not that person. And these guys were right. That is what floods the marketplace in my industry of coaching and speaking. And as a speaker also, like, that is what is kind of expected from us from stage. And we all know as speakers that just a 35-minute presentation is not going to fix your life. We have the solution for you that starts with that conversation. So there's a lot of things that are wrapped into it. Self-development, though, is development. You have to do it it's a lifestyle. It is not at all I'm going to go to the gym one time and I expect there to be 10 pounds off of me when I walk out. That is not how that shit works. And neither is self-development. Self-development means you're going to work on yourself before expecting anybody else. Like, you, part of understanding how self-development works is understanding how you work. So self-awareness is a big deal, that it's a huge factor in development, because while I can tell you what to do, you're not going to actually do it until it means something to you. And you have to come to terms with your own damn self a whole lot. And it's hard. That's the hard part about self-development. It's two things that make self-development, any professional development, career development, any development into something bigger and better than what you are right now. Two big things are your biggest hurdles. You coming to terms with you, like you are your own issue. You are in your way. You have to come to terms with that. Take responsibility for it. And then deciding what you really want your life to look like. You can say one thing, but is that true? Because if it was true for you, you would do it because it meant so much. So when you sit down and you have this conversation with yourself, those are the first two big hurdles to address. You're going to have them probably over and over again, because a friend of mine back in the day, love her, love, love, love her. She would say, new level, new devil. Development is an ongoing lifestyle process. If you're not into that, you're not into it. It's okay. Move along. You're not ready to get your shit together. If there's things about that, like you're good with just settling into your status quo, fine. Own it. I don't have a dog in your hunt. Not a problem for me. But if you are really ready to do something about it, you better be prepared for the work, because self-development takes work. And it is the hardest thing that I've ever accomplished in my entire life, is to be able to work on myself. And I just want to be able to pass that along to other people. So if you ever look for those kinds of things, when I say those are the hardest things to do, get some freaking help. It could be me. It could be other people. It could be a mentor. Find somebody to help you through that. Because if you keep saying you want to get your shit together, oh yeah, that sounds like something I need. Everybody needs to get their shit together. Of course they do, but not everybody's willing to put the work into it. And that first step is to come to terms with yourself in that process. So might be a little harsh today, but get your shit together, people. There's just so much. And I say that as I'm literally in the process of getting my own shit together in life, because this year in 23, I have a word of the year that I do every year. This year's word is momentum. And the only way I'm going to have momentum is if I am disciplined enough to be consistent with the good things, good habits, good rhythms in my life, and having the right people around me that are going to encourage me to keep moving forward, to be able to make good decisions, not based on what I've always known, but based on what I need to know to step into that new space. I'm in this right now. I'm in development right now. That's why I know it's hard. Kind of wears me out. Some days I need a nap, and that's okay too. I can take a moment. I just can't quit. So I'm going to give you the same advice. You can take a moment. Just don't quit. You're really ready for this. It's hard, but I'm here for you. So with that's been this short episode of Unfiltered Today. Get your shit together, people.